These are the things big media won't tell you.
Anything you say, they write it down, they tape you,
yes,
they wrap a tweet about it.
Yes.
To lay off the comedians, okay?
Yeah.
Leave the comedians. We're like the philosophers right now.
With Michelle Morin.
Well, you can be the philosophers all you want, but we're going to tape you, and we're going to talk about it. And because we're here to tell you what big media won't. And last segment, we had a really funny video that we played, the audio portion, and Jason and I were talking over the break. It's funnier to actually hear the audio part.
Yeah, because you could see her really get into it, shaking her fist.
And the second part, she was throwing her fist at the camera, and you could hear it every time she emphasized something in her voice. So very funny, funny to hear if you missed that. One more audio I wanted to play for you in the vein of the gun control chaos. MSNBC's Joy Reid yesterday, Saturday, came out, and now everybody's demonizing the NRA. So now it's not just guns anymore. It's not just gun owners. Now it's the NRA. And I know there have been billboards in Florida that just flat out say NRA is a group of terrorists.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And so that's the big thing now is we're terrorists if you're in the NRA. And mind you, I cannot think of a single murderer who has been affiliated with the NRA. In fact, in the Texas church shooting,
an NRA member
saved
the church.
Yeah.
Are you a member of the NRA?
I am.
Are you a terrorist? Okay.
I'm a member of the NRA. I probably do terrorize leftists with my voice, and that's just fine.
Reasoning, yes.
That's what we're here for. So let's hear Joy Reid. So I would not have a show if these people weren't doing what they were doing.
No, that would be impossible.
So I will always have a show because this is what they do.
Joy Reid will never get fired.
No.
Never.
No. She's always got something very interesting. And she, of course, because she's a black woman, that's her special area of expertise.
Yes.
So let's hear her latest expertise on the NRA.
Yeah, and David Jolly, last word to you on this, because the NRA has sort of aligned itself with the so-called alt-right. They've made it a cultural issue. They've been sort of sent signals that it is these sort of scary brown people that you need to arm yourself for civil war against. And it's really crazy messaging. That next generation... very multiracial, very multicultural. They're not interested in that message.
Okay, that was plenty.
There's so much to unpack.
There's
with
so
her.
Much to unpack
and
right
that,
there.
Just to say, that's a question. It sounds like a statement with a question mark at the end.
Yeah. Journalism, I did not go to journalism school. This is
Joy Reid didn't either, so don't worry.
What are they teaching these people? This is where you can go to your leftist bias thing?
I don't think it's taught.
Lie?
I don't think it's taught that way. I think that true journalists go through school and they end up at MSNBC, and MSNBC's head people say, you know what? We're not here to further the truth. We want an agenda so people can agree with us.
There you go.
People don't agree with the facts. You can't agree yes or no with a fact.
Right. You're right.
It's a fact is a fact.
You're right. And the movement is go left.
Yeah.
People like it.
Go left.
Okay. So that was your, that was the other audio.
Holy cow. That whole, I don't know. If I was questioned by Joy Reid, I don't think I can answer. I would look at her and just say, is that a statement or a question? Really?
Yes, that would be a good way to approach her.
Really?
Oh my gosh.
Oh, geez.
So the Indiana Daily Student. It's the Indiana University Bloomington student editorial board. On March 5th, they wrote an article about how something caused the Parkland shooting. Pop quiz. What do you think caused the Parkland shooting, Jason? Three guesses.
I would say an angry student who probably didn't need to have weapons, probably should have been in jail.
Oh, no. That's too rational.
No. Oh, sorry.
No. Try again.
March 5th is right before International Women's Day, so it must have been because he was a man.
Very good. Ding, 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 ding.
And not only a man, he was a white toxic man.
He was toxic masculine. Toxic masculinity caused the Parklet shooting, according to the student editorial board at Indiana University. Social and historical factors can probably explain much of the disparity between sexes when it comes to violence. Thousands of years of patriarchy have led to a world in which males are conditioned to have a need for dominance. Contrary to popular claims about men and boys being unable to express their emotions, They express anger much more overtly than women and girls. Women tend to internalize their anger. I'm perfect, Jason, just so you know.
Okay, yeah.
While men externalize it, and you're not.
Yeah.
Taking it out on the people around them. This suggests part of the solution to our country's gun violence epidemic is a cultural shift. We need to make comprehensive efforts to avoid reproducing the same masculinity in the next generation of boys that increases the likelihood of these atrocities. Boys need to be taught how to express their anger appropriately and healthily. Additionally, boys shouldn't be socialized to pursue dominance over others as a way of affirming their masculinity. That's what they wrote.
So, in essence, we need to emasculate all men, boys, so...
Okay, it gets worse.
And there's no competition. We can't strive to be better than anyone else. You have to be just the same.
You have to act like a girl.
Yeah.
That's the only way we're going to be happy with you.
Says
the feminist.
You won't!
I know!
Because then they're going to be like, where are all the men at?
I know! I know! Oh! I have to tell you a story about men.
Yes.
I'm going to come back to it. Let me finish this.
Okay.
I was a first responder yesterday.
Really?
I was. I'll tell you about it.
Okay.
So this article from the Indiana Daily Student refers to a study done by the Scientific American, and the headline reads, "Strange but true, testosterone alone does not cause violence. Hormones don't necessarily make men violent, but do cause them to seek social dominance." So I'm going through this article, and I just scared Jason badly when I read this paragraph to him. They actually say this. So they're going through trying to build the case that they don't hate testosterone. They just think
it's not only testosterone.
It needs to be monitored or maintained. Yeah. All right, hang on. Quote, castration experiments, demonstrate that testosterone is necessary for violence. Why would they reference a castration experiment and validate that?
And my point about that is, if you castrate a man, he's not going to be anything after that. I'm just going to lay down and
die. But they reference this.
Holy
castration
boy.
Experiments. Whose castration experiments, mind you?
Yeah.
And we're validating this? Anyway, it says, castration experiments demonstrate that testosterone is necessary for violence, but other research has shown that testosterone is not, on its own, sufficient. In this way, testosterone is less a perpetrator and more an accomplice, one that's sometimes not too far from the scene of the crime. So in your system, you just can't help it.
It's the testosterone flowing through me.
You are toxic by DNA. By DNA. So, Jason,
not even by DNA, because you could be a transgendered man. You just get testosterone pumped into you.
Oh, my gosh.
Get the anger pumped into you.
So there you have it. That's why he did what he did.
On that note, I would like everyone to know that November 19th is International
Men's Day.
It happens every year in March. In November.
In November.
So we need to march for no castrations or something.
That's weird.
Because, yeah.
Okay. International Women's Day. I didn't even know it existed. I don't know where I've been on March whatever, but I've never seen it.
Until 2 years ago?
This year. 2 years ago.
Well, right after the elections, we had marches on women's.
Yes.
We had the Women's March.
The Women's March.
That was the first time I knew about it.
Well, get this. I'm all cynical about it, and I'm posting on Facebook. And I think I pushed the buttons of some of my women friends. I was pretty cynical because I know it has socialist roots. I didn't even confirm that. Maybe we can do that for the next segment.
Yes.
But, I'm just thinking, well, no one sent me a card to say Happy Women's Day, and nobody's offering to take me to dinner. And
Whoa. You didn't get your cat hat in the mail?
Well, that's what I was thinking. Am I supposed to wear a cat hat today?
Yes, you didn't?
And am I supposed to wear my costume that looks like private parts? I supposed to be celebrating men who try to look like women?
You didn't do any of these things, Michelle? We're going to have to revoke your women's card if you didn't do any of these things. I hope you know that.
Well, I think I'm in trouble with some of my less intense conservative women friends, maybe.
They still are...
I just got a little bit of flack for some of that stuff, but I look at the root of it, and it's not, I don't know. And then I'm seeing Melania, Happy Women's Day, and other women out there, and I'm like, wow, I'm a real jerk. And then my mom came to my house yesterday.
Did she?
She brought me a balloon that said Happy International Women's Day. I really think I might have goofed.
I'm getting a little bit more upset because there's none of this for International Men's Day.
I know.
I have to tell people about it. They go, really? Are you sure that's not in March? It's called Women's Day. It's like,
yeah.
No, it's November. It's Men's Day.
I know. And I even posted on, I said, if there was ever such a thing as International Men's Day, why, that would be sexist. And I got flack for that, too. So maybe it's not a topic I should comment on very much. I have favorite women in my life. I love women. I love men. I don't love all of you either. And I only love a select few of each, right? Because
yes.
Both can be really, really bad. And
no,
both can
Michelle,
be really, really awesome.
Not on International Women's Day. All women.
Well, anyway, to my point, I predicted something accurately. I said, are we supposed to be celebrating men who want to look like women? Lo and behold, Mr. Bruce Jenner, now a.k.a. Caitlyn Jenner.
The most professional, know-it-all woman I've ever seen.
Yes, was interviewed about International Women's Day. I want you to hear just a little piece of that because, of course, Caitlyn Jenner knows so much.
She's so experienced.
He is.
My path to womanhood was very different.
Yeah.
And through that process, I think I learned a lot about women.
Mm. Did you?
Women are kind of brought up to be kind of a second-class citizen, emotionally weaker, physically weaker. I've always been inspired by strong women.
That sounds really, really... You know what? I've listened to it 3 times now, and now I'm mad. Bruce, women are supposed to be, are brought up to be emotionally weaker, and what was the other one? Physically
weaker. You're second class citizens.
Wait
if
a
you
minute.
Didn't know.
Where did you get that idea, Bruce? Because
he knows because he's had extensive experience as a woman in his last 2 years as a woman.
See, I wasn't brought up to be physically weaker or emotionally weaker.
No.
I was just. I mean, I know. People, men and women, who probably expect that. But I'm not a victim. I'm sorry.
No.
But, and Bruce, how's that childbirth thing going? Because, you know, I've been a woman for 40 plus years.
You don't give him ideas. He's going to do that too. He's going to find a way to do that. Don't say it out loud.
Well, he's just so sympathetic. My path to womanhood was very different. My journey was very different.
My journey was very different.
Really? Your journey? I don't remember my journey. I just kind of appeared.
You just, dealt with it. You were given it from birth.
So, yes, we were forced to endure. We were forced. I knew it. I predicted it.
Well,
we
he's a professional, don't you know? He's a celebrity. He knows all about women. And what they go through.
I got to tell you, media outlets that glorify this, this reminds me of when you and I did a show on, was it the Nebraska media outlet? It was a local TV newscast, and it said, it was, their headline and their narrative was about first baby born
to a
male.
Yes.
It was two guys who were married, and one of them
was a transgendered man.
It's a woman.
So she was a woman.
But the headline was...
Mm-hmm.
A lie. And I just, this is why I do what I do. Big media just courts these lies and makes them real. I'm sorry, Bruce, Caitlin. I'll call you Caitlin, but I won't call you a woman. Caitlin, tell me about childbirth and then we'll talk.
Tell me about your struggles through puberty
and
dealing with all the pressures of being a teenage girl.
Tell me, PMS, talk to me about that one, Caitlin. Because I bet you have no idea.
You just don't know, Michelle.
Oh. So, okay. Yes, and my mom brought me a balloon. I felt so guilty.
Oh,
I hope she
didn't
see
her a gift?
My Facebook post. She was so sweet. She came to my house, and I don't think she intended. I think someone actually gave it to her at the grocery store because she said something like, I didn't even know it was Women's Day. And because it was like a day after, the cashier was really sweet and said, well, here, and gave her this balloon. So my mom was very sweet and very happy to give it to me. And
shame you.
I don't think she saw my Facebook post. If she had, she probably wouldn't have brought it. But she was so sweet. And I guess I'm a bad person for how I handled that. But I've already said it. I like both genders and I don't like both genders. Just depends on the person. But okay. Yesterday, a rollover accident happened right in front of me.
Oh, yes, yes. You're a first responder.
I was.
For a rollover?
I was the first responder.
Holy cow.
Happened right in front of me. These three teenage girls. I don't know how she lost control of the car. They were strapped in, and they were okay. I didn't know that.
She rolled it over?
Rolled it. She was coming off and on, on an exit ramp. Somehow ran over the curb and then lost control coming over the curb, rolled twice over the median and landed on the side, on the driver's side. I wasn't gonna leave, so I parked ran over. And of course, what was really cool, I was the first one there and I was expecting to see horror. Because
you don't know if people are strapped in. Didn't wear their seatbelt.
And I could see hands moving and I looked in, are you guys okay? And I could see these poor girls just in shock, but there was no blood.
Oh, okay.
So I'm talking to him, and I'm trying to figure out what to do, and a guy comes over and starts...
did he come over to, I will take over this situation, secondhand citizen?
No, he didn't.
Okay, good. Thank God.
But it was him and me, and they could only come out their back door. They couldn't come out the passenger side door. The car was on the side.
Okay.
And we opened the door, and I was holding the door open while he was pulling the girls out. Of course, he's taller and stronger, so he could do that.
Whoa, Michelle.
I know.
We don't say that here. This is Women's Month.
Should I have pulled them out and let
you
him hold the door?
You should have climbed in and made him stand out there and take notes.
Well, the cool thing about it was another man showed up, took the door from me, you know, and you know what? I think I want men to be men. Do it. And then,
I'm assuming he didn't say get out of the way. He just said, "Can I help you?" Yes,
he took it and looked at me and said, "I can do this."
Yeah,
thank you. It was a renewed hope and humanity moment for me because everybody stopped. There were probably 10 to 15 people within 30, 45 seconds, and the men took over. And you know what? It's not chauvinist. It's not sexist. They were doing what the men are supposed to do. They got those girls out. I backed off. They got the girls out. They wanted to turn the car over. I helped them not turn the car over.
Wait, they wanted to turn the car over?
Yeah, it was dripping gasoline.
Oh,
yeah. And they were about to flip the car over because it was on its side. And if I had not stopped them, then we would have flipped it on another car.
Whoa.
So, everybody was fine. There was no blood. These poor girls were shaken. I don't know how. They didn't look drunk or stoned or anything.
Just an accident.
Probably laughing or who knows, but everything was in good order as best it could be, and I took off, but I was like, I was the first responder.
Well, Michelle, as a feminist, I'm going to have to say no. You do not let them take control of the situation.
I know.
You stand your ground.
I'll handle this, guys.
Tell them no, nobody come near. Unless you're a female, don't come near him.
Yeah. So.
Well, that's awesome that they actually came.
Yeah.
I'm always afraid that I'm going to be involved in an accident and people are just going to drive by.
I think people do. I walked away, but I looked around. People were stopped and came over from all different angles of traffic. It was such a cool situation. I was shaken because all I could see, I have three daughters. I could see were my three girls climbing out of the car.
They were all okay, though. They
were fine.
I mean, they probably had, they were shaken up and bruised probably, but they weren't bleeding. They were okay.
I think they were okay. I left and I was just so... It was kind of an honor to be the first person there. I have to tell you, I am woefully inadequate. Had they been hurt, and I realized I need to go get some kind of.
You don't have a first aid kit in the back of your car?
I do. Okay. I do.
Well, then,
but
it has more than just Band-Aids in it. I'm assuming.
No, it's a little metal kit. You know, the kind you buy for.
Well, there was a time in my life where I had a first aid kit that had a box of Band-Aids and a bottle of water in it, and that was it.
It
was shameful.
This has a little bit more advanced stuff, but do I know how to use it? I need some kind of training, so I don't know. It was just neat. It was. I was very proud of people because everybody stopped. Everybody stopped.
And nobody came out and said, whoa, whoa, whoa. I'm assuming you're taking over because you're a chauvinist male.
Right.
Don't do that.
Right.
Everyone was just there to help.
Yep.
And that's what the real world is like. It's not everyone worried about gender roles or anything like that.
I know. That's
help.
What I thought. It was
just there to help.
It was real, and the men were men, and they could have driven off. I mean, that's what these feminists would have rather them do.
Yeah, don't involve yourself. You're taking over.
The first responder is a woman. She'll take care of it.
Yeah, Michelle was there first. Don't take over her scene.
So, yeah, that was my, yeah, that was, that's never happened to me, so, I guess I felt honored to be there and so thankful they were okay. If they had not been okay,
Oy.
I don't know. But yeah,
I don't know. It probably wouldn't have been worse for a guy. From a guy's point of view, it's probably a little sexist. But if there's a car accident and there's a male and a female, I'm more worried about the female in the car than the male.
I know.
He's, in my mind, as a chauvinist man, the man in the injury situation, he's more capable of helping himself. I'm going to help the woman first, and then I'll focus on the guy.
That's because you're a gentleman. And that's why you and I'm
sexist.
Are team. I know.
Probably. See? I'm sexist.
You're warming my heart here, and all the women listening are going,
it's shameful. I mean, you should help the person who's injured the most, but you always, as a guy, as most guys, I hope, you help the woman first, and then you help the guy. That's just the way it goes.
I'm just speechless because you're just, you know, and the feminists are going,
No. So. You're not supposed to help at all.
No.
You call the nearest woman to come help.
So anyway, that's my story. When we come back, we are going to talk about North Korea. We're going to talk about tariffs and have some fun with big media. And
I'm going to argue with you about tariffs.
All right. Let's go for it.